Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of September 2018. Allahabad High Court has observed that the police would not make any routine arrest in matters related to the Act where offences under associated sections were punishable up to maximum 7 years. Supreme Court selected 16 of its Amrapali properties for auction, which are expected to fetch a little over 1,300 crore rupees. Supreme Court has directed that 12 cases pertaining to the insolvency proceedings under the new RBI circular pending before High Courts of Madras, Gujarat, Allahabad, and Delhi be transferred to Supreme Court. Supreme Court has extended the house arrest of 5 rights activists who were arrested in connection with the Koregaon Bheem violence case till the 17th of September. Supreme Court directed Chief Secretaries and Registrar General of HCs of 18 states to furnish information on its queries regarding setting up of fast-track courts to try MPs and MLS facing criminal charges. Delhi High Court has refused to pass an order on appeal seeking the court's intervention to rein in petrol and diesel prices hike. Delhi High Court has expressed displeasure over defacement of public properties during election campaigns, saying the government and civic bodies have failed to publicize that defacement could attract punishment. Delhi High Court has questioned the Tihar Jail Authority's decision to deduct 25% of the prisoner's salary for victim compensation fund, saying that it was the government's obligation to set up such a corpus. Delhi High Court has dismissed the appeals by FIIT JEE and IIT Delhi against a single judge's order asking the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation to put up disclaimer notices at the metro station in other places and make it clear that the two institutions are not connected. Madras High Court has stayed a state government order stipulating that all minority educational institutions should admit not less than 50% of students from the minority community every year to retain the minority status. Madras High Court has ordered that the warring groups in Film and Television Producers Guild of South India should neither conduct any meeting nor operate the bank accounts of the guild until the court could pass further order. Madras High Court has called for day-to-day details on the probe conducted by the Directorate of Vigilance and Anti-Corruption, DVAC, on the corruption allegations against Chief Minister Edappadi K. Palaniswamy. Madras High Court has directed the Tuticorin SP to file a counter-report in response to a petition which alleged that a sub-inspector hurled casteist slurs and attacked a man belonging to the scheduled caste. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state government to pay compensation of 1 crore 99 lakhs 9,000 rupees to the widow of Dr. Sunil Kumar, who was shot dead while on duty at the Community Health Centre, CHC, in Jaspur. NCLT has asked ARCS Shipbuild Services and Hong Kong-based investor Ricky Nathaniel to join the insolvency resolution process of Bharati Defence and Infrastructure. NGT has directed the closure of 5 Kanpur-based tanneries for discharging effluents in River Ganga after CPCB informed it that the units lacked NOC from the Central Groundwater Authority. Jaipur Bench of ITAT has held that a transaction cannot be treated as bogus only on the basis of the report of investigation wing. Delhi Bench of CESTAT has held that a company can claim senvit credit in respect of payments made towards membership of club, life insurance for the welfare of the employees.